Why, hello there, everyone. This is Joe Negron, your good friend and pal, Joe Negron, along with my good pal and your good friend, Mr. Mutant Larry.
Hey, Joe Negron.
How's it going?
Good pal, my good friend.
We're here for a podcast called Talk Talk Goose. And I'm going to sit down and have a talk with Larry while he drinks his drink. And it will be delightful.
So, will you tell him what brought us here, Joe? Because,
well, today, as you know, you might have listened to many of our other podcasts, such as Smart Movie Fan, the things that brought us here. How are you even listening to this? And Smart Wrestling Fan. Also, you might have heard Chat Biscuit. You might have heard Turtles in the News. You might have heard Video Games and Y. You might have heard Video Games and Z. But any of these podcasts you listen to with us on them, you might have heard us talk about. We have these phone conversations, and we don't record them, and then they are good enough to be podcasts. So we thought, what the heck, today? We have a thing that we were discussing on the phone, so let's quick hop over to Skype, and we'll cling, clang, cling, clang, clang, cling down to the library and record the episode.
Right. So what did I? So I sent you a video clip, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Larry sends me. Wait, let me see. Sorry.
Did you find it?
Well, I had to mute because I'm laying up and it's cough. So Larry sends me this video, and it's a famous video. You might remember it.
From actually being there.
No, no one, everybody's dead that saw this live or whatever.
Oh my God. Now it's a tragic video
I'm
clip.
Sorry.
Now I'm so sad.
But some in the late 1800s, not 1885, that's Doc Brown. Not 1886. I think that's Deadwood. The film, what was it called? Arrival of a Train at wherever the place was. I can't remember the name. Oh my God, I should have done a little bit of research for this. Where's it called?
Volt, or it's French, so don't ask me.
That's not real. So it was by the Lumiere brothers. It's an incredibly famous film. You've probably seen it. It's a film of a train coming at you at like a 3/4 angle, and then the train rides right into the film. It's a old black and white film. And then I remember the accounts were, if you recall, people saying, "Oh, it jumped out at me. Ah, oh, it jumped. Oh, it's in my face."
Yeah, so are people in the movie theater frightened by this? This is around the time of like Watson. This is the Watson, come here, I need you.
Oh. Yes, that's pretty much it. What there was with the telephone, that this is with the films. So anyway, the point is, this film, I'm showing my film school work is rusty. We're talking about many, many years ago. Anyway, so Larry sees this film for the first time ever in the 1800s. No, he sees that someone has upscaled the film.
I'm going to binge it. I'm going to binge watch this.
I binge watched it before we started while I was pooping. So that ruined the show on Talk Talk Goose. We don't talk about things like that. So I've ruined it.
I didn't make rules for Talk Talk Goose.
No, geese poop everywhere. So it's fine. It's all good. But anyway, so what was my point, Larry? Help me out here.
Tell people they can go watch it. It's probably in the public library of Smithsonian Institute.
Yeah. So today,
but it's like a minute long, right? It's a train coming into the train station, people getting on the train.
Yes.
Everyday life from 1895, right?
Right.
In a famous clip.
But,
so
but
some guy.
Is, yeah.
What? Okay. What? Like, how many frames per second would it eat? Was 1895 like?
Well, I mean, you could
frame per second.
It could be 24.
It was a flip book.
It's film book. Larry, it's film, so it's probably 24 frames per second.
Okay. So 24 frames per second. Is that even a flip book?
It's like low. I mean, it's with normal movies. That's what movies look like.
Okay. So and somebody went and updated it to 4K resolution and 50 frames per second,
60.
Right?
Nobody does 50. 60 frames a second.
Yeah. Okay, my point is, did you watch? You watched both of them, right?
I did.
Are we seeing the same thing?
Well, here's the problem. There's a flaw in the article that you sent me, because the article you and we should have done this research off air, but you know what? No, we wanted to do a show.
This is what we do on the phone.
Okay. You watched the wrong first film because the website you sent me, and we will not advertise for them because whatever, they don't need our help. But it's a website we've said on the show probably about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, something like that. But anyway, on this website, I see clearly that this is not, they're not comparing the right film to the right film. Would you like me to send you the real first film?
Yes. So send me, how are you going to send it?
How would you like me to send
Facebook.
It? Okay, Facebook. You could also find it, Larry, on YouTube. Everyone can, how about this? Everyone can find it.
Good.
So you go on, here's how we do it. Everyone can see this. So we go to youtube.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Go there.
I'm there.
You're going to type in Arrival of a Train. Right? 1896.
Mm-hmm.
Lumiere, Lumiere.
Okay, and which one are you going to?
Well, you, what did you hit enter for before I was done telling you what to type?
Because you only have to enter certain words and you go there.
No, nope. The there's a million works. Of these. Oh my God, you're bad.
Just tell me who posted it, and I'll know I'm on the right one.
Change Before Going Productions posted it.
Okay, I am there.
How many views does it have?
Lafayette, I am
there. I'm sorry, no, forget views? The views. That'll change. What date was it posted?
November 29th, 2011.
Right. So, okay, this person posted the original film in, you know, hundreds of years later, a million years later, 2011, November 29th. So this is the actual first film. So I'm going to press play. What are you doing? You're pressing play.
No, it's the one behind it.
Everyone, 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh my God, it's coming right at me. I'm going to jump out of the way.
Oh my God, it's going to eat me.
Okay, so this it's looks, I don't know, a little better than what I would think of something from 1896 would look, right?
Yeah.
But still, okay, what are we seeing here?
You see the train? It's training. Why do I not hear anything?
Because I have my stuff turned down.
Well, I should hear it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The sound is not important. So, yeah, everybody's walking around. They're in the trains. Oh, they're running. Oh, see?
Okay. Okay. So, there. We've seen that. Now, the new one that they
remade. We're done. It's only a 40-second clip. So
yeah, it's, I was going to say, yeah. This new one we made, are we seeing? What are we seeing here?
Okay. So, what is your point? Is this remade? You have a conspiracy theory already in your head.
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. Okay. It's just what?
How?
I mean,
you're asking how, Larry, right?
We're not seeing the real thing here.
Yeah.
Or are we seeing more of the real thing than the real thing showed?
Okay, here's the thing. We're not. Our eyes are being fooled. We are using a technology. They use what's called neural networks. So neural networks. So you use these giant... Not just supercomputers, but super networks. So it's a network of how do I simplify this here? Servers.
It's a bunch of Xboxes chained together.
And that's the thing. Okay, you joke. But that was the original concept for the Xbox One, where it would be like all these computers or all these different things in the cloud, and then they would all combine together to send you through the internet. Not send you through, but send through the internet the data that would finish your video game. So it would like be processing in real time. This was the original plan for the Xbox One. And then they were like, that's not even real. That's impossible. But it is possible to use a learning network or a learning computer to fill in the gaps between the frames. So it can say, well, this is what's probably supposed to be here. And that's how they did this. This is insanity.
But is it real?
Larry, it's very real. Yeah.
Is it? I'm very disturbed by this because I don't know.
I mean,
are we going to go back and do this to everything?
Now we can. Yes, we can now.
Then how much of it's real? Like I said, yes, there's more detail. Yeah, I. But is it real, more real than the first thing, the one that they shot in 1896?
No, it's less real because those things that are filled in aren't necessarily right. But here's the thing. The neural network can learn, and it can know next time, well, this... I'm not saying that I'm some kind of computer guy that knows exactly how this works. I'm using a very crude layman's terms here, okay? But it really is, quote, learning. And I'm sure it probably took, does it say in the article how long it took to render this? Because I'm sure it's a very long time.
No, it doesn't. They're very short on information.
I bet for a 40-second clip, it took like 4 weeks to make.
Jeez.
I don't know. It could take 10 years. I have no idea. I really don't know.
But what are we looking at? I mean, you know how everything, when you painted it in the old days, was technically impressionism because you're painting it.
Yeah.
And then we got photography and we're like, okay, now things are absolutely for real.
Yeah.
But are they now?
Oh, okay. So no, this is not. No. We're not looking at reality at all. We're looking at reality on 24 of the frames, but then 36 of the frames are completely fabricated. Yes, you are correct.
But the frames that are original are changed. They're more defined. They're more...
I know. So even though our eye sees this as it looks perfect, it looks real, more of this film now is fake than it is real.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I know what you're trying to say, and it's really weird.
But it is more real. Like, if someone had been standing there and watching this, it would have been much more
the human eye or the human brain could even discern between the two if you were standing there versus this upscaled version.
You don't?
No. I don't think so. I mean, maybe it can, and maybe there's something weird to look for that we would see here or we wouldn't see there, but there's no way to know without going there. I guess the true test would be to actually make a 24 frames per second film on an old Super 8 camera or whatever, like now, and then upscale it and try to go by your own memory. I guess you would... I guess here's what you do. You'd have to do two tests. You'd have to do... you take the Super 8 camera, 24 frames a second film, and you shoot it, but you shoot it simultaneously with an iPhone at 60 frames a second right next to it. So the films will look, you know, one will look like it's from now, one will look like it's from then. But then you upscale the film version and you compare them to the iPhone version. I guess that's, and compare them to you with live there seeing it. I mean, that's the only way to really test this.
But if this film is more not real than real,
yeah,
how real is it?
So real, I forgot to laugh. Maybe the fill-in parts are good enough to, again, Larry, it doesn't matter if it's real. It matters that the brain thinks it's real, and then that's it. That's all you need.
What if eventually you just take out, what if we took out the real...
Oh, I see. Frames. And then you had it learn
and
from
then had
those
it,
things
yeah,
it
had
made?
It fill in those.
Oh, weird.
We're 100% fake.
Right, that's the theory that, I'll tell you this, that's the same theory you're saying as, excuse me, the sock, where you get a hole in your sock and then you patch it.
Like if your house, you replace something, or your car, you replace something on your car.
Right, but then, let's go smaller. Let's say a sock, right? Okay. And then, so you replace... You patch the hole in the toe, and then you patch the hole in the heel, and then you patch this. And eventually, there's none of the original fabric left, but there's still a sock. Is it the same sock? And the answer is no.
Was there ever a sock to begin with?
Well, okay, now we're not doing that today.
But is this not... Where are we headed now? Where... Remember... In a simpler time, photography, movies was... Wow, yeah, that's it. You can't lie about it. It's...
Right.
So you're telling we can computer render this whole thing back mm-hmm. to where it's all just guessing.
But it's only guessing between frames. I don't think you understand like how...
I know, I understand it, but still, it's not real.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not. It's not the light bouncing off the, you know, the film, and it's...
No, as far as that goes, no. It is a complete recreation. Now, can we take this technology and then solve crimes with bad grainy footage? Could we go and get the
Zapruder film?
Yeah, exactly. Can we get that and figure out things, see more detail than we could see before? Maybe it's not real, but it's real enough. Will there be problems in court when a lawyer says, well, you upscaled it, but all those things in between, they're using your argument, saying it's not real, so therefore their client gets off scot-free, because even though we've uncovered the truth by filling in, the computer's smart enough to fill in the gaps, it's a computer after all, and it doesn't really know.
Would they be wrong to say that, though?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. There's no precedent yet.
This just makes me more worried about the whole thing about there's nothing real anymore and there's no facts. This really bothers me.
Yeah. I don't really know how to answer that one, Larry.
Because what you're... You made times. This film better.
But by making it less real, yeah.
Yes. Your version now is better, it's got more uses. You can argue that it's more faithful to the original scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it is not real.
No, it's not.
And people will prefer this version because it is better.
Right. But it's more machine now than man, twisted and evil.
Is this not a quandary here that I don't know how to wrap my brain around?
Yeah, you're really struggling with this one.
When you call me and demand we do
a podcast, and I have to come up with a name like that, and Talk Goose is the name. We're talking about this right now. We know that this is bothering you a lot.
It is.
Hmm.
Where are we going to go if we don't have accepted facts? Where are we going to go if the preferred thing isn't real, but it's better?
Yeah, isn't the Matrix the preferred thing? You'd rather lay there in a chair and...
That is sci-fi. What we're dealing with right here
is very real.
Example. Well, in reality, that this is better.
Yeah.
And it's probably more accurate, and it reflects, you know, the reality of that time. I don't think you could argue that it's... I'm not saying it's wrong in any way. It is better, but it is not real. It is more fake than real. If you want to use the word fake.
Yeah.
But which one's more useful? Which one's more appealing? Which one makes more sense to use? I'm even agreeing that if you were doing something, you were in a history class, you wanted to show kids what it was like in 1859 at a railroad station, you should use this new one.
Yes. But well, you wouldn't use this new one. You would compare the two.
For now.
Yeah,
but then eventually we'll be to the place where we'll be like, why would you ever
use... Right, why would you show that old crappy thing when I have the better version? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Only for history's sake, which, you know, if you're just trying to... Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't know. When you hang up, you're going to go lay in a chair and then connect yourself back into the Matrix, right?
No, I'll just get a beer. It's the same thing and it's so much cheaper.
Hmm.
But... I need to think about this one, and everybody listening can think about it too. Well, the ones that can think, but yes, it is quite a quiz book.
Why are you insulting people? I mean, I'm trying to figure out. Now, okay. Before this, did you know anything about neural networks and about learning computers and anything like that? How much
do we all really know?
Not really. Okay.
We all know all these machines are out there doing stuff with data and patching in holes and drawing lines. I mean, we no longer have recipe cards on walls with string on them. We have computers that have a bazillion recipe cards with a bazillion strings, and they're figuring out things we can never figure out ourselves.
You know, it's much more therapeutic, though, to have the recipe cards on your wall and, like, put the strings on stuff. That's
yeah, Chicks love to see tactile. That when they come over to your house.
Well, it depends what the subject matter is. Oh my God. It's glorious. Yeah, it just depends on the subject matter, I think. So,
frightening times indeed. Am I just frightened because I'm older?
Indeed. That's all I got.
Am I scared because I'm just older and I'm grumpy?
Are you scared?
Everything sounded better on an 8-track. No, crazy? I don't care.
Are you a victim of evil doers out to destroy you?
I yeah, might be. I'm so. I'm a victim of fate's fickle finger.
Isn't that what Curly used to say?
Yes.
Yes. Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a victim of
circumstances.
Exactly. So.
So what's so if you get paid by the frame, if you were an actor, mm-hmm. and they went back and did this,
nobody gets paid by the frame. Okay.
This is weird, Joe, and I know the movie thing is your thing, so it overlaps here. That
no, I understand.
What's not?
It's quite the conundrum. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But like I said, with the sock, the theory of the fixing the sock thing. No, this is not right. It's definitely Frankenstein, and it's definitely, it's definitely more manufactured than real.
And what if there was? Do you remember? Was it Dukakis with the crazy scream?
Was it?
Was it, who was it that did the crazy scream, and then they pretty much lost the election?
You're thinking of Wilhelm? Yes.
Yes, it was Professor Wilhelm. But what if that was shot on like a bad cell phone?
Yeah.
And they went back and improved it.
And then really, he was like so happy. Yeah.
Well, you were just, you know.
Well, then we could start time traveling and win and have. Well, Do you want him to win the election?
Well, that's the question. Is someone going to be asking that someday when they're doing this? What do we want here? Do we win or lose? I forget. I'm filling in segments here. I got a frame to fill in. Are we going to make it bad? Are we going to make it good? Yeah. Or will the computer be asking that?
These are great questions.
And if computer is not going to be asking that, should it be asking that?
That's true. So many things to consider. But I think for today we're out of time, so we're gonna have to catch up next week.
Okay. I think we've blown people's minds enough.
We have. So you can hit us up on Twitter. Tell us what you think of Talk Talk Goose and about this film, upscaling and the reality behind it. At Joe Negron is my Twitter, and Larry, here's.
I would have to actually turn it on, wouldn't I? Oh, did I turn it off before I left? I turn it off when I leave because I'm afraid it'll catch fire.
Oh my God. Well, you can send a message to me. So that's all you need to know.
Yeah, send it to Joe and he'll tell me all about
it. Let us know what you think. And until then, we'll catch you on the flippity flip.